So why is Weidefeld leaving now?
Well, Dimitri, if we're to believe Paul Weidefeld, he says that Metro needs a leader that can guide it over the next several years. That seems to imply that he really wasn't going to be in this for much longer, that he had his eyes set on retirement. Now, that's what he says. Of course, throughout all of this and in the background is the 7,000 series issues. And we still don't know the level that that reached to, the cover-up possibilities that could be there with the 7,000 series cars. And don't forget, Metro leaders are still getting called to Capitol Hill for a congressional hearing in early February. We may get some real answers then.
You know, Adam, Metro is hardly running at 100% right now. Is this the right time for a change in leadership, or are these serious problems the very reason that there's a change?
Well, the GM does say that he's still giving it six more months on the job. So you would presume that this gets Metro back to a point where the 7,000 series are back on the tracks, that the second phase of the Silver Line is open. But the reality is we just don't know the answers to all those questions, whether or not this 7,000 series railcar issue is going to be something that they can ever recover from. You really hope they do, because Metro spent billions on those railcars. It's a tough time to be looking at Metro and saying that they're actually on a good course. So you have to wonder what kind of talks were happening in behind closed doors if someone came up to Paul and said, look, now is the time you might have to make a change. And this really did force his hand.
Is it a fair criticism that Weidefeld had several years on the job, but maintained the attitude of, hey, I just got here, give me time?
You know, unfortunately for Paul Weidefeld, his legacy is going to be this 7,000 series railcar issue. Now, before all of this, some might argue that he was doing a very good job turning the transit agency around and improving the safety culture, improving the rails through all the safe track operations, fixing the platforms. But at the end of the day, all of that now just seems like kind of talk when you go back and look at this 7,000 series issue, which is going to linger over and over again. Just the fact that Metro leaders knew about this problem and it was swept under the rug for lack of a better word here, that they just kind of hid this from the public. So that is something that is going to follow Paul Weidefeld around forever.
What would you say he did well?
This is a really good question, Dimitri. He really went to battle with Metro's union, which historically has had serious friction with Metro leaders. He got to a point where they initially were on a rocky start, but actually ironed some things out, and he and the union were on a page where they were actually doing some cost cutting. They were being more efficient with people who were being hired. From that perspective, a lot of like back channel stuff that Paul Weidefeld was doing, and he did rebuild much of the system. You know, a lot of the rails, a lot of the platforms that we were talking about, they were fixed and they are in better shape now than when he first took over.
So maybe a final thought now as to where we go from here as Metro riders.
So tough to think about this. And, you know, as someone who's been covering Metro for a long time, well over a decade, I hope that we can get back to the days where, you know, people wanted to ride, that it was really working well, that the system was in good shape. They have a huge hill to climb here, Dimitri. They have got to get this 7,000 series thing fixed. They've got to find an answer for it. Heaven forbid that they all can't get back on the tracks, those rail cars, because then we've got a massive issue that's going to linger for years and a lot of money that's been wasted. I think that's where Metro has to focus right now. Paul Weidefeld has to do everything in his power over these next 6 months to get that situation right. And then we can focus on who will be the next leader for the transit agency.